Allen. Allen. Allen.
I need this on. Okay. So I've got people coming to speak.
I've got people coming to speak.
Thank you. I'm using this, but people are using this. Other people are using this.
Well, good evening, everyone. So glad to have you join us for our evening service. What a special time of lessons and carols we have tonight. Tonight's going to be filled of a wonderful time of scripture, history of the carols, and then singing these Christmas carols that we all love so much. So we're so excited to be able to worship together in this way tonight. And I wanted to open us up in prayer. And before I do that, I just wanted us to take a moment. This will be, I believe, I think I'm right on this, the last time Carla's leading worship for us tonight. Is that right? That we hope so. I mean, that's assuming nothing crazy happens, which may be assuming too much. Who knows? You know what happens when you assume? Sometimes you're wrong. I agree. So we are so thankful for how Carla has served in this role. We're so grateful for Philip coming in. Philip and Carol are traveling back to Morganton tonight. They're closing on their house up there tomorrow morning, and then they're closing on a house here the next day. Life's crazy for them. Anyway, Carla, thank you for how you've served and how you continue to serve. So let's pray tonight. Yeah. In fact, Carla, you're going to hate this. Why don't you come up here? Let's pray together. I know. You'll have time. You'll have time to... Let's pray together.
Let's do.
Father, thank you so much for tonight. Thank you for your love for us, for your mercies that are new every single morning. God, thank you for Carla. Lord, thank you for how you have gifted her and how you have put willingness in her heart to help lead us in worship over these last 9-ish months. Lord, I just pray, God, special blessings on her. Lord, I thank you for the time of rest she's about to have from leading in this way. But God, this responsibility to help guide people to your throne is not one she takes lightly, and I thank you for her heart in that. Lord, I pray, much like Carla prays all the time, Lord, that we would not be seen at all, but you would be the one seen. That your cross, your son, Jesus Christ, is the one who's lifted high above all else. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Wow, I'm glad you're here tonight. I want you to stand with me as we sing, starting out, Good Christian Man Rejoice. So stand with me as we sing. Good Christian man, rejoice with heart and soul. Voice, give ye heed to what we say. News, news. Jesus Christ is born today. Ox and ass before him bow, and he is in the manger now. Christ is born today. Christ is born today. Good Christian man, rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now ye hear of endless bliss. Joy, joy, Jesus Christ was born for this. Calls you one, calls you all, and man is blessed forevermore. Christ was born for this. Christ was born for this. Thank you. You may be seated.
Lesson 1, God announces in the Garden of Eden that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head, from Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. So the Lord God called out to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? Did you eat from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man replied, "The woman you gave to be with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it." So the Lord God asked the woman, "What have you done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." So the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than any livestock and more than any wild animal. You will move on your belly and eat dust all the days of your life. I will put hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." Lesson 2. God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed, from Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 18. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn," this is the Lord's declaration, "because you have done this thing and have not withheld your only son, I will indeed bless you and make your offspring as numerous as the stars of the sky and the sand on the seashore. Your offspring will possess the city gates of their enemies, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed by your offspring because you have obeyed my command."
Stand with me and let's sing, "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel." Lesson 3, Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by Isaiah. From Isaiah 9, verses 2 and 6 through 7. "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. For a child will be born unto us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever. The zeal of the Lord of armies will accomplish this." He promised us that he would be a counselor, a mighty God, and the Prince of Peace. He promised us that he would be a father and would love us with a love that would not cease. Well, I found him and I found his promises are true. He's everything he said that he the finest words I know cannot begin to tell just how much Jesus really means to me. For he's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul ever longed for, everything he's promised, and so much more. He's more than amazing, more than marvelous. He's more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus is to me. I stand amazed to think the King of Glory would come to live within this heart of man. I marvel just to know he really loves me. When I think of who he is and who I am, for he is more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul ever longed for, everything he's promised, and so much more. He's more than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus is to me. Everything that my soul ever longed for, everything he's promised, and so much more. He's more than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be.
Lesson 4, the prophet Micah foretells the glory of little Bethlehem. Micah 5, 2 through 4. Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you are small among the clans of Judah. one will come from you to be ruler over Israel for me. His origin is from antiquity, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of the ruler's brothers will return to the people of Israel. He will stand and shepherd them in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty's name of the Lord his God. They will live securely, for then his greatness will extend to the ends of the earth.
Bethlehem, a little town of Bethlehem. Stand with me as we sing.
Lesson 5. The angel Gabriel salutes the Virgin Mary. And this comes from Luke 1:26-38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the town of Galilee called Nazareth to the virgin engaged to a man named Joseph, Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. An angel came and said to her, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of the father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be? I have had no relations with a man." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth, even she has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called childless. For nothing will be impossible with God." "See, I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. No, I was doing that, Carla. That would only happen to me. have traveled many moonless nights, cold and weary with a babe inside, and I wonder what I've done. Chosen me now to carry your song. I am waiting in a silent prayer. I am frightened by the load I bear, in a world as cold as stone. Must I walk this path alone? Be with me now, be if a wiser one should have had my place. But I offer all I am for the mercy of your plan. Help me be strong.
Lesson 6, Matthew tells of the birth of Jesus, Matthew 1, 18 through 23. The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which is translated, God is with us.
Okay, stand with me as we sing, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same.
Lesson 7, the shepherds go to the manger. It's found in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host, with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angel had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
So stand with me and let's sing Angels from the Realms of Glory. Angels from the realms of glory, story now proclaim.
Come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the fields abiding, watching o'er your flocks by night. God with man is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angels
Lesson 8, the wise men are led by the star to Jesus. It's found in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, wise men from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw a star at its rising and has come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was deeply disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So he assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people and asked them where the Messiah would be born. In Bethlehem of Judea, they told him, because this is what was written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, because out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly summoned the wise men and asked them the exact time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you find him, report back to me so that I too can go and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way, and there it was, the star they had seen at its rising. It led them until it came and stopped above the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. Entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and falling to their knees, they worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We three kings.
We three kings of Orient. Bearing gifts we traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, sounds through the earth.
Lesson 9, the last lesson. In that lesson, John unfolds the great mystery of the incarnation. We're going to read responsively John 1, verses 1 through 14. I'm the leader, and then you're going to read the congregation, and the slides will be behind me and in front of us. Okay? We haven't done this in a really long time. This will be fun. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
He was with God in the beginning.
All things were created through Him, and apart from Him, not one thing was created that has been created.
In Him was life. And that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him.
He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light.
The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and the world was created through him, and yet the world did not recognize him.
He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to become of God.
To those who believe in his name, who were born
not of natural descent, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. We want to finish tonight with, O Come All Ye Faithful. So stand with us and sing.
To God, oh, glory.
Church, let's pray. Father, thank you for this time together to sing and hear your word. Lord, we're so grateful just for this time together. How sweet it is to just be with your people, to hear your word and sing praises to you and reflect upon this season. God, would you just help us to love you faithfully, God, to live with joy in the light that these scriptures we read about the coming of your Son, they're true, and they've changed our lives. Lord, we love you so much, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, church.